From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to go.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, time for today's DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Christine says, when was the last time Roz was actually at a movie theater? I'm listening to episode 1164, and they're asking about the appropriate number of people you can save a spot for. And he was giving the movie theater as a reference for saving seats, but nowadays you book seats online. So when was the last time he even went to a theater?
Okay. You have to understand, right? Like, assigned seats at movies is still very new to me. I know it doesn't
feel that
way.
Thank God you said to me, because it's been around for enough long.
I know. I get it. And I love when it happened. I loved it. It was incredible because you didn't have to line up anymore. But you have to understand, most of the monumental movies that I've seen in my life came with waiting in line for an hour plus.
Okay.
Right?
But like the question is, when was the last time you were in a movie theater?
I will get to that. Okay? I'm just saying that my brain still goes that when I think of lines, because what have I in my life lined up for and for longer than movies? Nothing. If I calculated all the time I've spent in my life lining up for something, movies is way above and beyond everything else.
Okay.
And I don't think I'll ever pass that.
Does the year start with 19?
Of what, when I saw a movie?
The last time you were in a movie theater.
No, no. The last movie I saw in the theater was Joker 1 in 2019.
Wow. That was right before
COVID.
That's
long ago.
I think that was the last movie I saw. I may have gone back after COVID to see something with my kid. I just don't remember.
That was like October or November of 2019, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, So I think that was the last one. There may have been one since, and somebody will probably call me out on the podcast. But no, I have not. If I have gone since 2019, it's maybe once.
Okay.
Once since then. But no, I get it. Okay. People don't line up at movies anymore. It's a glorious thing. We all buy our tickets online. I love the process. I'm not saying go back to the other way. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, I'm just saying that when I think about lining up for something, movies is where my mind goes because of the amount of time I've lined up at stupid movie theaters.
Okay. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Chris says, hey, Maria. So Roz says he's always lived with his brother. How would everyone on the show react if their sibling moved in with them tomorrow?
Yeah, no, that ain't happening.
No?
I can't live with my sisters. I mean, I could. How long would I last?
How long would they last?
I think that they would adapt more. Actually, no, they may not because of my hours of work and when I go to bed. I think it would be bad all around.
You do?
Yeah, because I feel like after 7:30, they would want to still obviously live their lives and move around and whatever. Mm-hmm. And if I hear any of that noise, I may get pissed or not be able to fall asleep. But on the flip side, because I go to bed so early, they may feel too like they don't want to make too much noise or be an inconvenience.
Right. But what about just the dynamic of having them around when you're all awake?
Like, I love my sisters and everything, but like doses, bro, doses.
Yeah. Maury, if you had to,
you'd love it.
You would love it.
With Daniel and Kyle?
But no Matthew.
No. You would still have to, the dynamic stays the same.
Anything to get away from Matthew.
I know.
No, but it wouldn't be as fun. Like if it was just me and Daniel or me and Kyle or all of us,
right.
I think it would be so much fun.
Because what would happen if your husband, Matthew, developed a stronger relationship with your brothers?
No, that's not the
issue. And they were the ones who hung out.
Oh, it'd be fine. But that's not the issue I'm having with this.
What would be the issue?
He would be like, come on, guys. Put your dishes away.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
He'd be the house mother.
Don't you think you've had enough rum?
Right.
Like,
rum.
You know, we did butt heads quite a bit when we were living together. Because I'm just like I'm kind of annoying. I won't lie to that. I'm not the easiest person in the world to live with.
Is she single?
No, she's married.
She's married. Okay, so what we're saying is that it's not just her. Like her,
oh, her and her husband?
Yes.
Oh, hell no, 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 no. I like him, but not that much.
No?
No, 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 okay. No.
Like, you couldn't go and live with them?
No, they would, the apnea would probably drive them crazy. Like, he can't sleep with there being, like, any noise.
But what about in your own room?
Yeah, no, I know, but
what about
it would
the day-to-day when you're all awake interactions, though?
No, because, again, like, I'm kind of loud and kind of annoying. Like, I would just blurt out random things, and they like peace and quiet. We're very different.
Yeah.
Wouldn't work.
Okay, Maria, who lives at home right now, and we know that one of your sisters who's studying law is coming home for the summer soon.
Yes.
And that's always chaos in the house between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
So add her plus your other sister who's married, which means her husband would have to be in the house with you and your parents.
Pause. I'm going to change this for a second because it's unfair because Maria is still living at her parents' home. Maria, if you, your sisters, and the husband all got a place together that was not your parents' house.
Okay. I think I could do it. I don't know if my brother-in-law and I would probably kill each other.
Why? Why do you think he wouldn't be able to?
I've known my brother-in-law since I was in elementary school. Like, he and I were very close before him and my sister even started dating. But he and I have a relationship where, like, we could be best friends or we could, like, want to fight each other.
Yeah.
So if, like, we start to get into each other's spaces too much, I think he and I would probably go at it for sure.
Wow.
And then so your sister's going to take his side.
Probably. I mean, that's her husband. I mean, there's been times where she's taken my side, but my sister's also a non-confrontational person, so I feel like she would probably just sit there and let us hash it out.
Yeah.
But, and with my younger sister, too, if she gets involved, then it's just a lot of yelling. But it would be great because then we could share closets again, and I miss that.
Like, you know, this is a way out of your parents' house.
Oh, yeah, I told them when they move out of this place, I'm just going to take it over.
Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in because we love chatting about them. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DM Deep Dive time. Here we go.
Maria, what's in the DMs today?
All right. In the DMs today, Michael is asking, curious for everybody to answer, if you were all part of the WWE, would you prefer to be babyface or heel? And why? We all know that since Mocha has turned heel recently, we can skip him.
Done.
True.
Roz, what do you want to be? Good guy or bad guy? Good guy, babyface, heel, bad guy.
Historically, I've always loved, even when I used to watch wrestling, I loved it when a villain would then win over a crowd where they would start cheering for the bad guy, right?
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, those times that has happened. So I would 100% say heel, bad guy.
Okay, Maria.
I think I'd be a babyface.
You want to be a good guy and have everyone cheer for you.
Yes.
Okay, Shem.
I totally babyface as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I would say heels probably have more fun.
Yeah.
Chirping the crowd, that sort of thing, and that interaction. But, like, there's nothing to me like that roar of a crowd cheering you on when you've won something.
And you got that smile. Oh, yeah. You know, like, you can't put that away.
Unfortunately,
right?
No one's going to cheer for you. Do you have a memory?
Historically, when watching wrestling, I've been a big fan of when the crowd cheers for somebody when they, you know, win over somebody. So I'm going to go babyface.
So you want to be the hero?
Yeah.
Bro, how did you not?
He just quoted everything you said.
Like, exact, word for word, homie.
True. But only I said heel, though.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So except for that.
Yeah. So more.
You mess that up, man. All right, next DM, please.
All right, I'm going to send you guys a photo right now, okay? In the group chat. So Lee asked, what is this, a button or a pin? Because I call it a button, but my coworker says that buttons have four holes and are on clothes or materialed items.
Oh.
This is a button.
So what we're looking at is the thing that you pin to your jacket that has, like, words on it. It's round, looks like a button. Some people call it a pin. I used to have them all over, like, just like rock band names on them and stuff like this. During an election, people wear them, like, all that kind of stuff.
I think this one is a button. You know the smaller ones, though, like the ones that I have on some of my jackets? Those ones I call pins.
Well,
those are also buttons.
No. A pin is like, you know when some people wear, like, the little maple leaf?
Yeah.
Right? That's a pin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? This is a button.
So this picture that Maria sent?
Yes.
I think this is a button.
It is a button.
Okay.
100% a button.
Maria?
Button.
Shem?
Button, for sure.
Dan Mori?
Button.
I think it may be like regional too. I don't know. Like some people call certain things different things, but this is definitely a button when you have like, I think you have like a little lightning bolt one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that, yeah, that, so many.
Yeah. That's a pin.
Yeah.
Does size matter here? Because if that was smaller, would we call it a pin?
No, I would still say it's a button.
No. Pins are different. Pins have that different back. They like a pin goes through, a button has almost the safety pin thing.
So a poppy is a pin.
Yes. Sure.
No, a poppy's a poppy.
Well, like, I get what Maury's trying to say, like how you pin it through. Because you were to pin through.
Because you use a pin.
No. But you know the pins that have that thing on the back, the backing on it with
like
those two little tabs?
Yeah.
The two tabs that you push
that's
in
a pin.
And then it locks.
Yeah.
Right? That's a pin.
So an Order of Canada is a pin.
An Order of Canada is a pin. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next DM, please.
All right. Christina says, Maria, have you ever been told you look like Emmy Rossum? Has anyone else been told they look like an actor or celebrity or singer?
Who is Emmy Rossum?
Let me see this.
She's from Shameless, and I used to get her all the time, especially when I leave my hair naturally curly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do.
Yeah, you totally do. You guys got the same smile and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys look the same.
She's awesome, too. I really like her.
I think you look more like her when your hair's up.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
See, when my hair's up, I get Hailey Bieber a lot.
No, I think you look more like her with your hair up.
There's some of these pictures of her where it's a little bit curly. That's totally Maria. Mm. I mean, people have said I look like The Rock. People have said I look like Michael B. Jordan. I get that a lot.
Michael B. Jordan.
You know? I get that many times.
It's so confusing though, right? You know? Like when you're just so... When you're so similar to somebody like The Rock or Michael B, it's
Roz. Do you get Tarzan?
Tarzan. Do you know what Tarzan is?
Yeah, he's the cartoon character, Wooly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And describe him.
I don't know. He's got long hair, a beard.
Really?
Yeah. Flies with ropes.
Yeah.
Flies
in the jungle.
With ropes.
Yeah. You don't know Tarzan, do you?
That's what I mean. Tarzan the movie.
Yeah.
From like I don't know 19 something.
Yeah. 19.
Google image Tarzan right now.
Yeah. Oh, he has no beard.
Thank you.
Guys, I thought he had a beard the whole time. Seriously, thought he had a beard.
Okay, hold on.
Maybe
I need to know.
He has so long hair.
Maria, I need to know from you. How long have you had in the pocket that answer of Roz looking like Tarzan in case something like this ever came up?
I don't even know, but you definitely don't look like Tarzan.
No. She's like, one of these days, someone's going to say, who does Roz look like? And I'm rapid fire right away.
I thought
Tarzan
was like a barbarian.
No,
my bad.
No, ripped in a loincloth. Thank you very much, Maria. Slightly inappropriate comparison to make for a coworker, but I will accept the compliment.
All right, damn it, Maury. We know Rick Moranis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else,
Maury?
Seth Green.
Oh, yeah. I used to get Seth Green a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shem, cheesecake?
I put on more weight now. So before it used to be Sterling K. Brown, but now probably Kenan Thompson is what I get.
No, really?
Yeah,
I
didn't see that. Had that before.
That ain't bad, though.
Yeah, no, Kenan Thompson's cool, man. Yeah. I'll take it.
That guy's
funny. Yeah.
All right, thanks, everyone, for all of your DMs. Any of the KISS social accounts is where you could send them. Maria monitors, organizes, and brings them to the show. So keep them coming in, and we'll do this again. Thanks, Maria.
I really thought he had a beard.
Nope. Still no beard.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
All right, we do the DM Deep Dive on the show every day. You send us DMs, Maria gets them, we chat about them.
Maria, what's in the DMs today? What do we got?
All right, Julian says, hey, longtime listener of the show, and I want all of your opinions. If you were at a restaurant with a dirty washroom and you really needed to take a two, would you do it or wait until you get home?
Like, I really, really gotta go?
You really gotta go.
I mean, then I'm loading up that toilet seat with like just enough toilet paper, and I got to do it. Because what if I'm at a place that's a little bit far from home, and it's going to take me a while to get home, sitting in traffic and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I got to do it.
I was watching a clip of two guys discussing this the other day where they said that it's what makes a man. Like, if you're talking about masculinity and what separates men, like men from lesser men, it's how willing you are to go number two in a disgusting bathroom. Where if you just don't care, you'll just walk in anywhere and you're able to just do your business, that's like a man.
Like, what would you do?
I rarely am in those situations, but
if you had to,
can I ask a couple questions here?
Okay.
Like, am I an hour from home or am I like when you say, would I go or would I wait to go home?
You're not
like,
close to home.
Let's just say you're like minimum half hour from home. Cause that's like the average drive anywhere these days.
Okay. And I'm going to have to like leave wherever I am early, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You love leaving early.
I do love leaving early.
But you're with people that like you've planned this dinner, you're out, like you can't just, you know, it's not just you and your family where you can be like, hey guys, I have to go. You're with other people.
I know, but why are we eating at such a disgusting place? I would want to leave anyway.
Because they got the best burgers in town.
Not good enough.
They got the best tacos in town.
Not good enough.
They got the best gravy for your fries.
No, I still wouldn't go.
Man.
I still wouldn't go.
Just play along.
I'll give you a real life situation, right? Which is we went to something that was close to our house, but walking was about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
The only option there, and we got there late, the only option there were porta potties.
No.
Right? And we got there late in the day.
Oh, it's been used.
Okay. And I will say that the main focus of this event we were at was alcohol and barbecue.
Oh my God.
I'm finding somewhere else. I'm not using a porta potty, guys. Not for that. Okay. Nope. I'm going somewhere else.
So in that situation, I went home. I held it. I was just like, we gotta go. We've been here enough. I've seen everything. I've drank everything. I've eaten everything. Let's go. Realistically, did we have another hour in us? Yes, we did. But I made the executive decision to go home.
That situation, I'm not using the porta potty. The situation that Julian put us in here, I'm using the bathroom. Okay, yeah. Maria, you're next.
No, I'm leaving. Or what I would do is, like, if I was with my sisters or my friends, I'd be like, I'm going to take the car and go somewhere else. You can stay. I'll be back. And I would find another establishment that I could go into that was cleaner than the porta potty. If I knew that, like, I didn't want to pull anybody away from the event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shem.
Bro, I'm going. I'm not taking no chances of holding it in and then it not being kept in. No, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Do you have a Maury?
I have to do it. I have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad once held it in and it didn't go well in the car seat.
Oh, on the drive home?
What do you mean in the car seat?
One of my favorite memories of Frank is when we were driving home once and he mistaked a fart.
Yeah.
Because he
That's
was holding it in.
That's one of your favorite memories of your father?
And I
it
remember
would be
we
mine
pulled
too,
in,
realistically.
We pulled into a car dealership.
Yeah.
And there was like a stain on the seat and he asked if they had any cleaner. I'll never forget this.
I'm sure he would love it if you would.
All right, next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Ralph says, what fictional characters do you think you are most like? Or do Roz and Mocha think everyone is like?
I always put us, when I think about our show, into The Office, where Roz would be Creed, Shem would be Stanley, Maury would be Toby. Maria would be Kelly. I would be Michael or Andy. No.
Think I'm Kelly?
I'm gonna be Jim.
No, you're not Jim.
Who am I then?
No.
Maria, you could either be Kelly or Aaron.
Those are like the...
No,
I'm like
she's,
Pam.
You're Angela.
No, I'm not. Angela is miserable.
I have a nice comforter and several cozy pillows. I usually read a chapter of a book, and it's lights out by 8:30. That's how I sleep at night.
Angela's miserable.
She,
I am not Angela.
She is with her cat the same way you're with your dog. You're more Angela than anything. Why does Shem gotta be Stanley, Mocha?
That's what I want to know. Yeah, why is that?
Bruh.
Okay, fine. How about Daryl in the warehouse?
No, wow. Why Daryl?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, dude. Okay, you can be Ryan.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you're Ryan.
I don't want to be Ryan.
I think you're Ryan.
No, I can't be Ryan the temp.
I'm not Ryan.
I refuse Ryan.
Yeah.
I would rather be Toby than be Ryan.
Yeah. No, I would say, I'll go through it right now. Okay. I think that Maury is Kevin.
Oh, yes, Kevin in accounting.
My name is Kevin.
Yeah.
That is my name.
Yeah.
They call me Kevin.
Yeah.
Because that's my name.
Roll call.
I think that Maria is Angela.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Shem could be Oscar? In accounting. I didn't. Hey, he's not black.
No. Aren't they more Jim like?
I think Mocha is Kelly.
This day is bananas. B A N A N A S. This day is bananas.
I'm not Kelly.
Yes. Yeah.
How am I Kelly?
Yeah.
Listen to you.
Yeah. And, and I
don't
think
want to be Kelly.
And I think that Shem is Meredith, super horny and inappropriate.
Wait,
I've had two men fight over me before. Usually it's over which one gets to hold the camcorder.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put myself in the later years. I'll be Gabe.
Oh, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Or Todd Packer.
Yes.
Since when did you learn how to read?
I do know how to read, though. Yeah. You know how to read a menu.
Okay, there we go. See, these are the conversations that happen because of the DMs that you send in to us. So keep them coming in because we love talking about them. Thanks, Maria.
Yeah, you got it.
Roz and Mopis DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, queen. Time for today's DM deep dive.
Yes. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Steven says, for the pet owners, if it was free, would you have your deceased pet cloned? Sorry, Roz, because I know it is recent, but apparently this is an actual thing you can do using their DNA. And if you want my opinion, I would never. Fake replica, you're not my pet.
I wouldn't do it for those same reasons. It's not my dog. It's not my cat. It's not my whatever animal.
No, I don't think you're going to get the same personality or temperament, right? Because so much shapes that. But, like, I think that if you had a super unique looking animal, right, then that's a conversation. But I think for somebody who like owns a regular, like if I had a black, like if I clone Pickles, I'm just getting a full black cat.
Yeah.
That's just not her. Like I can go and find another black cat.
Sure.
You know, somewhere. But if you're telling me that I could clone the personality, but just she would grow up into that because she lived 20 years. For sure, I would. She was a lovely cat that never bothered anyone and never asked anything.
Yeah, but clone personality.
But if you could clone the same one, absolutely, I would.
The exact same personality.
For sure, I would. Yeah, for sure, I would. She was a lovely, lovely cat.
See, that changes everything. That changes everything. Would you, Maria?
If it was what Roz said, yeah, like the exact same dog.
It has to be
for
the
sure.
Exact.
The exact same. If not, yeah. I don't want it.
Yeah, but I mean, but like for you, though, like, I mean, you wouldn't have to. Like, you would just go get another Chihuahua, right?
He's not a Chihuahua.
It's a Yorkie,
what is he,
man?
He's a Yorkie.
Oh, same thing.
You better watch it.
You would just go get another one, right?
No,
they all look the same.
No, see, like, I've had this conversation with many people, and to be honest, like, thank God Romeo's young, and I hope he lives many, many, many years, but yeah. I, like, don't think I could get another dog after Romeo.
You would.
I think you would.
You would.
I don't know if I can. Maybe I will. I might contradict myself years down the line, but as of right now, like, he is my one and only.
Maria.
Yeah.
People get married after a spouse dies.
I think you would get another
dog. You would be okay.
I don't know if I could. I feel like I'd be betraying, like, his entire, like, legacy me. And I know that's, like, such a guilty thing to do, and I know some people probably feel the same way, but, like, maybe my mentality will change, but like right now, like thinking about that, like I feel awful even thinking about getting.
You know why?
Dog.
Because you're gonna feel that emptiness.
Yeah,
the closeness that you have with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
When he's no longer here, you're gonna be like, I miss this so much, and I have all this love to give, and I want another pet in my life. I think you will.
Yeah.
Damn it, Maury, Andy Monroe.
No.
Right.
What about Matthew?
No.
Wow.
Next DM, please. Maria.
Tina says, listening to episode 1064, has Shem and Mocha attended your spin class yet? They have said this in the new year they were going to do it.
We have not yet. We still plan on doing it. My worry, honestly, Shem, my worry for you.
For you.
Yeah. No, I'm being real here. Because like the sleep apnea and stuff like that and breathing, I just fear that the cardio it takes to do a spin class, that you may fade quickly.
Maybe, but I'll still do it. I'll
try. You can still try it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna overdo it, right? Like if I feel
I guess
like
you don't
I'm
have
at
to
a
do
limit,
like a full intensity.
Yeah, if I feel like I'm at my limit, I'll just chill.
Okay,
that's all.
Do you think that you would do better on a bike than Maury?
Absolutely, I would.
You think so?
Yeah, I think my cardio is. I probably have the best cardio that I've ever had in my entire life right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you would do better than Mocha, Maury?
10,000%.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm running better than I ever have on the treadmill.
Like, because you're like staying upright or like...
No, I'm not walking. Like, I can stay in a run for a good, like, 7-8 minutes. Like, I'm better, in the best shape of my life right now.
Seven, 8 minutes?
Minutes.
Bro, yeah. Maria, remind everybody how long your spin classes
are. It's a 45-minute class.
Cool. But you take breaks in there. I said I continuously run.
You don't take breaks besides, like, maybe 30 seconds, if that.
That's
like
a break.
You're spinning, but like you're not doing only things for 7-8 minutes. Like each thing, like you're in a steady pace throughout the entire class. Just the intensity goes up and down. Yeah, like
and
you
I
don't
used
stop.
To do spin class.
I would say this between Shem, Mocha, and Maury. Mm-hmm. I actually think that Maury would be the last one standing.
Lord of mercy.
There's no way. Okay, we're gonna do this.
You don't think so?
Nah. I would love to see it. So. Yeah.
I would put my money on Maury, to be honest with you.
All right, Maria, put together a fire playlist. We rolling in deep.
I've been saying okay? it. You tell me time
put,
and
you
place.
You know the kind of music that we love.
Yes.
And you know the kind of music that gets us hype. You put together that fire playlist.
Yeah.
And let's get to the business.
And what you have to have matching outfits, though. And you have to all be in a row.
That we can set up.
No why problem. Not?
Matching outfits?
Yes.
What are you going to put us in?
Who, me? Oh, my God. Thank
like
you.
A Benson
oh, wait,
Boone
no, why did I say that?
Thank
Son
you.
Of a-
thank you. Am I in charge of the outfits?
Yes,
absolutely.
I think you should be.
Absolutely.
Maria, we don't need the cosign.
Listen, I'm here to teach the class. Whatever Roz chooses you know to do, I'm here for it.
You know the spandex singlets that they wear in the Tour de France?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wearing that, guys.
Why?
There's no way.
Why not?
I'm not wearing that.
That's not true. You are. Are you not going to take it seriously?
I'm going to take it seriously. I'm not wearing that outfit.
What? Do you
need we can to wear, put their names on the back,
Do you
Ross?
Need to wear a helmet on the exercise?
No,
you don't.
No, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yes. Okay, good.
I'm
it's
not
settled.
Wearing that. No.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No,
Shem,
I'm
are
not.
You good with that?
Me?
Yeah.
You know what that's going to look like on me?
I just asked if you were good.
Look like floss.
Are you good?
Yeah, of course I'm down.
Okay,
of course
Damon Maury?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. It's settled.
All right, so it's settled. Shem and Damon Maury will be attending a Maria spin class.
And you?
With a fire playlist.
Yeah.
And I'll be there to record the whole thing.
No, you will not.
For the show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. Tina, your question there sparked something. Please don't ever text us or DM us ever again. That was great today, Maria. Thank you.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. We do this on the show day.
Maria, what do we got today?
All right. Maddie says, I was wondering... Mocha's family spent time in England and loves England. Mm. It's strange that they went for a caffeinated name like Mocha instead of Steeped.
Oh.
Like Steep Tea.
What? Yeah. I'm going to call me Steep Tea.
Yeah. What, they could have called him Orange Pico?
Or Earl.
Earl Grey?
Oh, that would be the worst.
Fire name.
Right? If they named Earl Grey?
Yeah, that's fire.
I'm not down with
Earl
that.
Earl Grey Frapp?
Yeah.
That'd be a great name.
Yeah.
Earl Grey?
Yeah.
Or no. Oolong.
Yeah. What about...
Oolong.
Thank you, Maury. What about Oolong?
You know what? That I'd appreciate.
Nickname alert.
Yeah. Oolong.
Okay. Yeah. My family. My mom's actually still in England. She's there for 3 weeks
right now. I
talked
to her last night.
No, you didn't. You liar. All right. Next DM, please.
All right. Pina says, I know it's cool to say you've done something for so long, like the 15-year show, mm-hmm. but do you ever feel like you didn't do more than you could have being in one place for a long time? Some people can see this as a positive or a negative. Curious what Roz and Mocha think.
Like, in terms of the show and where
yeah.
we are.
Read the
and
beginning
like,
of that again for me.
I know it's cool to say you've done something for so long, yeah. like the 15-year show.
Okay.
But do you ever feel like you didn't do more than you could have being in one place for a long time? Some people can see this as a positive or a negative.
I'm assuming done more outside of the show. Like your yeah. sort of like your potential to do other things.
Like or ending the show earlier, going on to do different things in your career. Like I guess that's kind of what they're trying to ask. Yeah.
Career-wise, no. I'm happy where we are now. I'm happy where I am now. I can't see myself doing anything else other than this. I'm sure if I needed to do something in this business, I do have ideas of where I think I'd be beneficial to this company outside of being on the radio. Outside of all of that, I wish I traveled more. Right. I've been so focused on my career for years and years and years that I just did not travel,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. I had always just been, this was my focus.
And you didn't travel when it was cheap to travel.
Definitely not.
Right? And now things are bonkers when it comes to
that. I wish
I
traveled more.
I don't have any of those things. Because I did this show and the TV show simultaneously. And with the TV show, I did get to travel, even though I hated traveling. Mm-hmm. So I did get to do all of that. Got to do a lot of really, really cool stuff. And then, you know, I wanted to write the book, so I wrote the book. So there's not a lot. Like, I've still managed to do, you know, things outside of the show over the years that have sort of, if I ever had a need that I needed to, like, fill, right? Mm-hmm. I was able to do that. I think if the show finished, like, I don't have this great desire to go and do more radio, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, with, mm-hmm. like, other people. I just don't. I don't have that in me. I think that if there's one thing left that I would want to do that I have not done, I think I would probably I think it'd be cool if I was like 60 or like close to 60 and I decided to just start acting.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That'd be cool.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you'd be really good at that too.
So do I.
Yeah. I think that I could do, I think that that's probably like last on the list mm-hmm. is to, you know, just be like a 60-year-old character actor in something.
Like, would you favor any genre over the other, or just like anything?
I think that when you are I think that when you're sort of in your, you know, when you're of that age and you look a certain way, mm-hmm. they tell you what you're going to do. Like, yeah. I would because I certainly wouldn't. Like, I'm not young. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I'll shave my head and I'll do all this stuff for a role. I'm like, no. Like, if you want a guy that looks exactly like me for something, mm-hmm. I'll come and do it. But I'm not going to do anything
else. We need a super
else.
Old guy for season 10 of Squid Game.
Yeah, right? Like, you know what I was... Because I was thinking the other day, right? Like, if my hair was, like, a little bit shorter and all this kind of stuff, and I was at that age, mm-hmm. right? Like, the perfect role for me, which I think that I would crush...
Preparation H commercial?
Is remember the old guy in Home Alone who they were terrified of, who lived next door?
Yeah.
Right? I think I could be that guy.
Old Man Marley.
Yeah, Old Man Marley.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like, I think I could be that guy.
Just walking around salting the sidewalks.
Yeah, where people are terrified of you, uh-huh. right? Like, I think, like, in my head, I could be that guy. But I'll have to wait on that.
Okay.
And no more. I'm not doing a Preparation H commercial.
Hemorrhoids Maria, are no joke, what's your answer?
Way. Well, I don't really have one because I haven't been doing something for that long.
Yeah.
But I think what I would say is that I definitely believe in working towards something you've always wanted, but also finding the time for yourself and to live a little bit, because I don't think that everyone's defined by their career, but I think they could have success in it if they do it the right way.
That was my mistake. Everything was about my career, and I never took time for myself, which is why I wish I would have traveled more.
Mm-hmm.
Next DM, please.
Scully says, Maria, has FaceTimed guy asked you not to mention him on the air? No.
No, we've talked about him on the show before.
Mm-hmm. No, I guess because, like, he still just referred to it as FaceTime guy. Like, yeah. I kind of like the discreetness of him just because it's just nice. And it's like I'm able to tell things when I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, not he hasn't said anything. He's very comfortable. He's chill. He's really happy with what I do. So, yeah.
Because as soon as you say his name, Maury will know absolutely everything there is to know
that's
about this
guy.
That's
the other
hours.
Thing. He's going to be calling him somehow, and I don't know if I don't think he's prepared for that.
You see it more on Maury's Instagram stories. He's out having coffee with the guy.
Yeah, they're going to be best friends.
Yeah. Well,
just like,
Maria,
just like,
and you're like,
my
what are you
mom?
Doing today? He's like, no, I'm just going out for coffee with a friend. Next thing you know, it pops up on Maury's
exactly.
Stories.
Like, I don't know if I'm even ready for that.
You're still going to start getting tagged in reels.
Oh, no.
Right?
Maria, time for one more very quick DM, please.
All right. Mark says, has anyone noticed that Damon Maury's classic wheeze has disappeared when he laughs? I never hear it anymore. I feel like he randomly loses things that he does. Suspicious.
No, we heard Maury's wheeze not that long ago, but it was the first time the wheeze had made an appearance on the show in a very, mm-hmm. very
like
long
something,
time.
Like when something is insanely funny, it comes out.
I think Maury laughs less. I mean, I think that that's the whole thing, right? Is that it used to come from this like uncontrollable laughter of things screwing up normally, right?
Mm-hmm. Maury?
I think that it comes, so I'll try and screw up more.
No one's telling you to force
Nobody's
the wheeze.
You.
They just were wondering where it went.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all.
You can't force the wheeze.
Mm-mm. I heard it last week.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we get a chance to chat about them on the show every day. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.